Today is April the 9th, 1984. This is Vera Hickman interviewing Margaret Blair. Margaret, I'd like to talk about your family background, your general family history, your grandparents. Maybe we'll start with your father's family.
Yes, well, I never met any of my grandparents on either side, but they were both from Nebraska. My mother and father met at the University of Nebraska, and then they moved out to Seattle because my father majored in, decided to take a course at the University of Washington in mining engineering, and he invested his money in gold mines, and most of them went.
But
broke.
Did you never met your
grandparents,
either one,
meet,
at any time in your life?
Well, I did meet my grandmother when I must have been about 8 or 9. She came up to Spokane for a visit, and I just remember what she looked like, but I think she was there just a couple of days.
And did your parents ever talk about them?
No. Oh, yes.
Do you remember anything of what they told you about their life?
Well, my grandparents, my grandfather's name on my mother's side was Christopher Columbus Crowell, and he had a big chain of grain and elevator companies in Nebraska. And when he died, he left them to his wife, my grandmother. And when she died, she left one of the elevators for my mother. And I heard plenty about that later on.
What can you recall?
Well, because my mother and father got along perfectly, except they had problems about money, because my father went over all the reports from this elevator company, which my mother's brother was running, and so this caused a little confusion. He was always bawling out my mother's brother, in letters, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I swore at that time I didn't ever want to hear about money again. That was the only thing I ever heard them argue about or be unhappy about. Well, and I, don't you have to ask more questions? And my father's side, my grandfather on my father's side was, died when my father was quite young, I think around 10 or 11 or so. And he was a congressman from Nebraska in the United States Congress, and he was also governor of Nebraska. And so was his son, A.J., that was my father's brother, and I always thought it was very funny because my father would receive letters from his brothers marked Honorable L.M. Weaver. My father's name was Lawrence, L.M., and they all addressed each other as Honorable. I guess that comes from this political business.
Well, members of House of Representatives are always addressed as Honorable.
Even within a family.
Oh, it's a basic. Yes, that's interesting. And your mother's family?
Oh, my mother's family. They had come from Cape Cod. And her relatives on the Cape were old clipper ship captains and so forth. And they went to Nebraska, well, I suppose, after the Civil War. And, I made a mistake. They were the ones that owned the elevator. It was my father's family that were the politicians.
I think you said that it was...
Oh,
yeah. Because he was always blowing up.
Yeah. But I did mention elevator was left by the grandmother, that was my mother's mother,
mm-hmm.
To her daughter, my mother, and that's what caused all the controversy between my father and my mother.
Did she have any brothers?
Oh yes, each family I think had five or six brothers and sisters. I met two brothers of my mother. One lived in Tacoma, Washington, and one used to visit us. His name was Nathan, and he had run away from home young and gone to sea. And the other, I can't remember the name.
Did you meet any of them?
Yes, I met Nathan. He used to visit us when I was a child, and around 4th of July, as I remember, because he would bring us firecrackers, and I thought that was wonderful.
Yeah.
And later on, I didn't care for him too much because when I grew up, I could see that he was taking advantage during the drought of the 30s of the farmers in, he would, what's the thing about that? He was selling grain from Nebraska at higher prices than he should have to the farmers in the Dakotas.
Uh-huh.
And my father's brothers, one was Paul, P.B., A.J. was the uncle who was the governor, and they all had large families.
You said that your parents met at the University of Washington?
No, the University of Nebraska.
Oh, of Nebraska.
They were both brought up in Nebraska. My mother was born and brought up in Blair, Nebraska. And her family, they had a large house, and they left that as a home for retired Methodist ministers. At one time later on, when after I got married to Arthur Blair, she asked him why he borrowed her name.
The name of the town she was born in.
I thought of that when you said that. She thought that since he had been a seaman, that he probably jumped ship and changed his name.
You say your father decided to go to Washington so that he could...
As I understand, when they got married, he bought a bank in Nebraska. I think it was Lincoln, Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Or Falls City.
No, the town.
Lincoln was the capital. Yes. No, I think it was in Falls City, the smaller town. And he didn't like that very much, so I suppose he sold it. I don't know what happened to the bank, but then he came to Seattle. And the only reason they moved to Spokane was because I had two sisters born in Nebraska, and one of them had she was always sick with colds. So they moved inland to Spokane, where it's much drier.
Yeah, yeah. You were the third child?
No. It went Polly, Persis, Mary, John, Margaret, Robert. I'm the next to the youngest in the family, and the youngest girl.
And you were the youngest girl.
Yes.
How old were your parents when they were married?
I imagine they were in their early 20s.
Both of them.
Because I think when I was born, my mother was probably about 34.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Were your parents important to you? I mean, do you have a memory of the feeling in the family?
Of what feeling?
That your parents were important to you.
I think everybody thinks their parents are important to them. That, my mother was so busy she had eight children. Three died. Oh, that's nine. She had nine children. Three died. Two as babies, and one was about 2 years old. So she was busy with that. And my father was away half the time because all I remember naturally is since we moved to Spokane. And we had an apple orchard in Horse Heaven. That's near Yakima, Washington. So he would be away at a couple of months at a time. At the end of World War I, he traded the apple orchard for a sheep ranch in Montana. And then he would be away during the lambing seasons and during the shearing season for a couple of months at a time. So I never saw too much of my father.
How did your parents feel about education, I mean, as you heard it in the home?
Oh, they felt that we all had to have a college education. But what I do appreciate is they never tried to direct us as to what college to go to or what to do in with our future lives.
You knew from early childhood that you were going to go to college.
Yes, I just took that for granted.
Yeah, because of your brothers and sisters and their having gone to college. Can you recall your first school experience?
Yes. What I recall is I evidently went to school all by myself because I met a girl coming down from the other direction, and she saw me and she said, "Hello, little boy." And I said, "Well, hello, but I'm not a little boy. You see, I had my hair done in a Dutch bob like the boys did in that time, and I've had it practically the same ever since." That's the only thing I remember.
But in the first grade. But in the school itself, do you remember any of your teachers?
Oh, I remember many of my teachers, but not the first grade.
In the grade school.
Oh, yes. I remember in the third grade we had a teacher by the name of Mrs. Lent, and I remember her because she shook one boy so hard that all the buttons came off his shirt.
Interesting. Today's record.
And then I had to remember another teacher, Mrs. Page, when I was in the sixth grade, because I went through a terrible experience with her that I just worried about for years, because in sewing class she had me stand up to show my dress to the class as an example of what linen was. I knew it wasn't linen, although it did rather look like linen. So that afternoon, she asked everybody that liked school to hold up their hands. Everybody held up their hands but myself and the Doolittles, which were my friends. They did everything that I did. So when, at that moment, a neighbor boy put up his hand and said, and Margaret Weaver, I heard her say that you should be reported for not knowing anything, because on the way home that day I had said to the twins that, I guess I said that to the twins because she didn't know what kind of material my dress was. So anyway, I was worried about that. All the rest of grade school I thought everybody was thinking about my disgrace all the time, and even when I got to high school, I felt freer then, but then I would see somebody from my class in grade school with other people that I was meeting, and that bothered me. Anyway, that was... And that same teacher used to read us. At the end of every school day, she read us a new chapter from The Murders of the Rue Morgue.
Poe.
Yes, Edgar Allan Poe.
Do you have any idea why?
No. No, she was just, I just didn't like that teacher.
Any other remembrances of your grade school?
Well, I always did well in school, and I didn't pay much attention to it. I mean, I didn't do much.
But you did
your
grades
were
always...
Yes, I always grade, had good
grades. Were there any books in your home?
Oh, yes. We had a large home in the first place. In the living room, two sides were lined with bookcases that had glass, leaded glass doors. And we had sets of Balzac and sets of Robert Louis Stevenson, and the books that I read all the time were the books of knowledge. You know, those are for children. I like fairy stories and so forth.
Could you read when you started school?
In those days, they didn't have nursery schools, and they didn't start.
Ask your next question.
Oh.
high school now. Did you go to the
I went to the Wilson Clark High School, and I did well in high school. I was the class valedictorian, salutatorian. It was a large high school. Spokane was divided into the north side and the south side. We lived on the south side, and the Lewis and Clark High School was the...
Was it divided by a river?
Yes, it is. Yes, the Spokane River.
Yes.
And all the houses were completely furnished with electricity, stoves and everything. Was the north side was more working class, and the south side was, you know, more retired farmers and so
did
forth.
Did you spend much time on the river? I mean, was there boating?
Oh, no, never. No. We took hikes for miles and miles through Hangman's Creek, and then down onto the river. We would see the river miles away from there, but in the middle of downtown, there were big falls. There was no boating or anything
In your high school, your social life, were there dances and clubs? Did you belong to any of the...
I didn't ever go into clubs. I belonged to the Girl Scouts, I think, for about 2 days. That was in grade school. And I didn't go into organizations. My sister was a campfire girl, that's Mary. But I used to sort of talk. I didn't read too much then, too. I read the books of knowledge and some of the books we had around. But I used to say, well, I'm going to do things. I'm not going to live vicariously from other people. But I got a little complex from my older sister. Oh, she was 10 years older. And she seemed that she was talented in painting and talented in writing, and I felt that I had no talents.
We think that's from probably we.
But I spent a lot of time sewing. I started sewing and cooking in the later years of my grade school. Oh, I even started working after school because father would be away for several months at a time. And my mother was always borrowing, the vice president of the bank lived in the neighborhood, and when she got in trouble for overdrawing at the bank, she would talk to him, and he would he would do something until my father got back and put some money in. And so I thought we were very poor. I wouldn't ever spend a nickel on a bar. Candy bar, my brother did, and I thought he was
in actuality, though your family was not poverty stricken.
No, I mean, when we had the sheep grounds, for instance, we would have 2 legs of lamb every Sunday, and he would say, well, he had such a big family that would help keep the price up if we ate a lot of lamb. And we always ate well and did everything we really wanted to, except we weren't brought up they didn't give us so much money on allowances.
You did not receive
earned money. For instance, I helped in the housework. Well, all of us did. We didn't get paid for that, but my father would pay a penny maybe if we dug up 25 dandelion plants in the lawn or something like that.
For outside lawn.
And then, yes. And then I think all of us did that some. I kept lawns for some of the neighbors and got paid for that. And when we entered World War I, I remember, I was selling newspapers with my brother. That was a great lark. He was going out, so I asked if I could go with him, and we sold them to the workers in one of the streets nearby, where they were paving the streets. That's the only time I remember selling newspapers.
But actually, both of your parents were rather well-to-do when
they were when they got married. They were Both of them, yes. They were each given, I don't know, I have been told $100,000, but I really don't know whether that's true or
but
not.
But they did had been given some,
oh, yes.
Some sort of an inheritance.
Well, I think my mother came from the wealthiest family because that was the grain elevator family. And since my father's family, since he had died quite young, and my grandmother's children were brought up by her, I imagine they had a little rougher time, but I really don't know.
Your brothers and sisters, their activities while you were in school, or we were in school together, some of you weren't you, while there was a 10-year
Oh, yes. That was the trouble. Every new teacher I would get, people would say to me, the teacher would say, oh, I hope you're not going to be argumentative like your brother John. He was the one that came just ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And that's why when it came to going to college, I wanted to go to a place where none of my brothers or sisters had ever gone. And I started in at the University of Washington.
But you didn't have anyone preceding you or any reputation.
Yes, so you had to live up to Oregon. Because I remember John in grade school, we were sort of going back and forth in time here, several times. He was quite pugnacious, and several times he would be in the office of the principal being spanked, as I remember, and people would say, there's your brother, as we marched in by.
Did many of your friends go, were all of your friends in high school with you? Or did some not go to high school, as you can you recall?
Oh, they all went to high school, but they weren't in the, come to think about it, I don't remember knowing any of my friends from grade school except the Doolittle twins. We were together in grade school and high school. But when I think of the others, Olive Grobel and Harriet Truett, no, they moved away. The Grobels moved away and Harriet Truett was younger. No. Only the Doolittle twins who had never in high school, and then I made other friends naturally. But my idea, I mean, in my family, all of us, we had to be the breakfast at a all at the same time at 7, and then lunch together and dinner together. One of us would go out in front and call the others, and we'd all eat together. And we'd all have to go to bed around the same time, except the older ones, I guess. But we didn't. I played with friends, not with my family much, because of the difference in age, mm-hmm. I suppose. I suppose most families are that.
But there wasn't much. Well, there's much difference between.
Well, there
was.
I know
the one sister you said.
Well, she's 3.5 years yes. married, but Bob was 2 years younger and John was 2 years older. I was
between the two boys, 2 years. Can you remember any of the games that you played?
Oh, we played hide and seek, and I used to wrestle with the boys too. We had very large front yard and backyard and a tennis court behind the backyard.
So you played tennis for
yes,
a long time.
Some, but for some reason we didn't keep up the tennis court. I being the youngest, the oldest ones, I think, used to play quite a lot. But things began going to pop when
your brother, you said they all went to college.
Yes.
Both your sisters
yes,
and
yes.
your brothers. And would they come back home then on
the
vacation, the summer vacation?
Well, for instance.
Oh, did they go to a nearby college?
No. Polly went to Smith College. She mm-hmm. was the first. And she would come home vacations. I was always sort of her pet in the family because I was the youngest girl, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then Persis was 2.5 years probably younger than Polly. And she didn't come home in the summers much. She was a great swimmer. And she worked at girls' scout camps and so forth, as swimming instructors
mm-hmm.
and so forth. In fact, when she came home, I probably hadn't seen her for 3 or 4 years. And I had grown up when she left. I guess I was quite small, and I know she broke down in tears. She didn't, you know.
Because you had, because
she didn't recognize
that part of your life,
I guess. So.
Did the family attend church regularly?
Well, the children, we had to, but my father never went to church, and I used to ask him, why don't you go to church? And he would say, because I'm a heathen Chinese. That was his answer all the time.
But your mother?
But my mother went, and she had gone after the University of Nebraska. She had gone to the music conservatory in Chicago. She sang. In fact, every Sunday evening, she would play the piano, and we would gather around and sing "Abide with Me" and so forth.
Mm-hmm. What church did you attend?
The Methodist. You say she graduated from the University of Nebraska?
Yes.
And then went
to
the music conservatory.
Yes.
And then she took a trip to Europe before she married my father.
Did she ever tell you about?
Yes. She just, the main thing she told us was she was from a prohibitionist family, and all the time she was in Italy, where the water wasn't pure at that time. I suppose it still isn't too pure, I don't know. But she was always quoting to us that she didn't ever take a drop of wine. Lips that have touched wine shall never touch mine. That was her slogan.
I guess that was.
But that's about all. We did have photographs that had been framed, you know, with glass on them of. I remember pictures of Venice, mostly in Italy.
Pictures somewhere in Europe.
Yes.
How long did you ever stop?
Hey, she graduated. Wait, now she went to Smith too. She's the one that started the Smith business. But I guess she didn't go there all 4 years.
You mean started
going to Smith College?
Sending the girls to Smith.
Yeah.
College, sending your children, her
yeah.
children to Smith
yeah.
College.
Yeah.
Did you continue to go to church as long as you were living at home?
Yes.
And the other children also?
Yes. We had to walk about 4 miles to this Methodist church was downtown, and we lived up on the hill, it was called.
Did you have horses? Or?
Oh, no. We had a dirt street. It wasn't paved yet until I grew up, I guess they paved the street. Now that part is all developed.
Was there a fireplace in the home?
Yes. There was one upstairs and one downstairs.
And who attended that?
Well, the fireplace upstairs in my mother's room, I remember that being used, but the only time I remember the fireplace downstairs being used was when they took pictures of us.
I don't think
the downstairs would work very well. Because we had steam heat with radiators. We really didn't need the fireplace.
Oh, yes.
Well, yes, we had a large house, 5 bedrooms, a basement, a large basement, and downstairs, large rooms, and 5 bedrooms, and 2 bathrooms upstairs, and what you'd call a half a bathroom downstairs.
And did your mother have no domestic help at all?
Well, once a week, a woman came in to do the laundry and the ironing. And before that, God bless you, I think I'll go for that. Before that, we had a maid, Magda, and I think I saw her once. But I always say that when I got old enough to work, then they let the maid go.
And you did do a great deal of housework then.
Well, my mother was very fussy. That's why none of us turned out very fussy, I'm afraid. We'd have to get down our hands and knees and dust the baseboards and the kitchen floor and the bathroom floors. You had to do on your hands and knees and polish the faucets and all that sort of thing.
I think I'll shut this off. No, it's close to the end.